ਜੱਫੀਆਂ ਪਾਵਾਂ ਜੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਜੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਬਈ ਜੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਜੱਫੀਆਂ ਪਾਵਾਂ ਜੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ
Hi guys, this is another brand new tune by Junaid Malik, who needs no introduction, and of course he's done so many tracks like Could This Be, Burn It Down and Open The Way, and this time he's doing a duet. And of course he is with us all the way from, I'm assuming, London. And then, of course, we'll be talking to him about this track. The video itself is amazing. And, you know, it's got something in it. You know, the vibe of the track is very, very catchy, very nice. So if you have any question as well, do send us. The number will be 07444202155. Junaid, all the way from London. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, Junaid. Thank you very much for being part of our show, and thank you very much for giving us time for this Bole Jaawan Duniya. What is this Bole Jaawan Duniya?
Well, you know, it's strange. It's a story about three people in a room and just trying to make music and who love music. So, you know, it's a way of us telling music, like, you know, we'll forget the world and we'll do anything to, like, get you in our life.
Right, Junaid, you know, when you sent me this email with the track, you know, I was thinking like it will be, you know, the oldie track from Pakistan, Bole Jaawan, Gegam Duniya De, and all that. I thought it will be one of them. I thought, you know, Junaid is not that kind of an artist who would do something. But, you know, when I was listening to this track, I was really, really, you know, blown away with the track itself. It's so catchy. It's so unique, I would say. So how was your experience working with the other artists in the track? And of course, I think it's the first time you're doing a duet with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it's my first ever collaboration with someone, and it's funny because I've known so many artists over the years, but for this one I had to approach someone from the outside, and you know, luckily enough we just like bonded really quickly, and you know, it was good to have her like aboard alongside my producer as well.
Right, okay. So, Junaid, tell us about, of course, you said it's about the story of three people in a room and stuff, you know, but you must have some idea behind it, you know, the lyrics and everything, the music and everything. And how long did it take you to create this masterpiece, I would say?
You know, me and my producer were in a room, in our studio, waiting for a hero to come in. And literally, we had 5 minutes, and that melody that you heard, that dun 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 dun, I was just playing that on the keyboard, and my producer took that, he laid it all down, and he made a crazy beat over it. And once Hero was in, it didn't really take long for us to, like, just come up with a song and the vibe. I mean, we were so excited and nervous at the same time to be working. So the energy just kind of drove us to make something like that. And obviously, like, the lyrics and stuff, like, I've had previous experiences of love, you know, I'm sure everyone has, so that's why, like, it was kind of, like, easy to tap into and just, like, really bring out something that we believe in as well.
Right, so, Junaid, did you write the lyrics of this track?
We all three of us did.
So
we did it,
everybody had an input in this then?
Definitely, we're all equally, like, we've done everything that we could for this song.
Right, so, you know, I was checking the YouTube video of this track, and even that is very catchy, I would say, you know. Tell us about the video. Where did you shot the video, and how was the experience shooting the video, and where did you shoot the video?
So, my videographer, Daniel Gemser, who's from Czech Republic, he and me, we've been very good friends for the past a year and a half now. So he done my first video for Dorada. Mm-hmm. And from there we've just like really bonded. So being on the same wavelength, it's like we don't even have to like talk to each other to find out what we want from each other. So we were just lucky enough to be sat in a room with Hero and my producer Jason, and we were just throwing ideas, and next thing you know we're just going around London and shooting this video. So the video was shot around London during the summer. And locally as well, like, you know, and it was just a lot of fun.
Right, so what's with the new look? You know, the new look in the video, Junaid looks amazing in the look. And and of course, you know, the shirts, the Pulla Mali shirt and all that. So is that the pull jama and the pull coming from that shirt?
That's an interesting comment, man. I mean, I just wanted to, like, have a party on the road. So I looked for a very festival look, and Hero as well, we were just trying to make it really colorful. So wherever we could find that had that color, like, we just put it on and went with it. So I mean, the look, the hair and stuff, like, that was just purely for the video. I knew that, like, for this song I need to be a bit more exciting and more energetic, so that's what we went with.
So, Junaid, you've been singing for a long, long time. Could this be... I was just playing that and I've got some very, very good comments about the track. The people are saying, you know, this song is amazing and stuff. And now I've played this Pul Jama as well. So, you know, could this be one is kind of a very upbeat kind of track? You know, six, seven years ago, them kind of tracks were not in the market. You came up with the change and, you know, it was different. And now this, I think this will be another trendsetter, because this is kind of very different. So how why do you always come up with something really different? You know, people, I know it's kind of very difficult question to ask, but you know, people, when there is something in the market, people try to do something which is already in the market, which people are liking. But you know, when you go for something different, it's kind of very hard. It's very hard for people to absorb and stuff, because the expectations are kind of different. So why you always go differently to what it is in the market?
You know, it's crazy that you even noticed that. I didn't really think anyone would be noticing that. So, like, my opinion on that is, like, I do what I feel like, man. I don't try and follow any genre. I just do what my culture is. Mm-hmm. So I'm a British Asian, and previously, in my previous stuff, I stuck to the British stuff, like the English stuff. But this time around, I've kind of discovered who I am. So I genuinely believe in my, like, heritage and my culture and whoever I am, the British and the Asian side. So putting that together, it gives me the ability to come up with new ideas and keep my ears open to new kind of sounds and, you know, something from inside rather than from the outside. I don't care, like, about how much Versace or Givenchy you're wearing, or, you know, it's about the sound. I want to hear the realism in the voice and, like, something that hits my heart, you know. So that's why, like, we're always trying to make something new.
So Junaid, is there anything else in the pipeline as well? Are you working on some other projects as well? And are we expecting some more music early 2020 or later? Like, we've still got a month and a half to go. Is there anything planned up for this year or next year?
You know, being an independent artist is difficult to release music, but we're trying our best to release as much as we can. I mean, we've got a catalogue of music. You'd be surprised if you ever came and saw the amount of, like, songs that we have, and all kind of, like, different kind of sounds. Nothing sounds the same. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just about being able to release it, you know. So, me being honest, like, I'm not one of those artists that's going to, like, try and, like, hype my look and image and stuff. I'll be straight, like, you know, being an independent artist is really difficult to fund all of this, you know, and make sure it's, like, a glitzy, like, image. Otherwise, you know, you're handed a substandard quality product, and that you don't really feel like you want to release that. So it's just about, like, putting all our heart and soul in every project. But there's so many projects, I promise you that. So once that door opens, I mean, it's just gonna be, like, full of it. Like, literally, I could do a song a month if I could. So.
So, Junaid, any plans of you coming down to Yorkshire, round likes of Northwest? Because, of course, you are London-based and most of your gigs are and stuff are around that end. But, of course, people would want to see you around this end. So, anything in the pipeline for that, from your management, from yourself? Are you planning on doing a little concert around Northwest, Manchester, Leeds side?
I mean, if someone books me, I mean, it's as simple as DMing me on Instagram. Like, my handle's the Junaid Malik. So, just, like, DM me with any, like, information of, like, events and stuff, and I'll be there. I mean, Yorkshire, Bradford, Manchester, like, these places are very close to my heart. I mean, when I first started off my career, I had the opportunity to perform in Manchester and Bradford. And the response I got there was, like, you know, phenomenal. I had so many people, like, really tuning into my music back then. Mm-hmm. So I would love to come back and, like, you know, give back to the people that helped me first succeed where I set out to do so. You know, I'm waiting for that time, to be honest. So definitely, yeah.
Right, so, you know, this is kind of another difficult question. You know, you've sung likes of the Could This Be, Burn It Down, Up and Away, and now this one, and so many others as well. Which one is more closer to your heart, and which one you sing all the time, you know, when you're out and about in the Gaddi Shaddi, and also, so you are always singing that one. Which one is very, very close to your heart?
I think it's Door Order.
Hmm.
I think, yeah, because, you know, it was the first time I really revealed, like, what I was thinking to myself, even, not even to everyone else, to myself. You know, it was the first ever song that I sat down and composed and wrote all by myself before I've had help from other producers and songwriters. So that song is really personal to me. It feels like it was the first time I could ever, like, speak for my soul and, you know, not be scared to say what I want to say. So definitely that one.
Right, so Pul Jama Dunia, if you would like to sing it for Radio Sangam fans out there, Radio Sangam's listeners out there, and then of course would love you to tell us all your social media details so people can interact with you directly, and of course do tell us about the response you have received for this song so far.
Alright, cool, so I'm going to have to sing first, yeah?
Please.
Okay, cool, alright. Aankhon mein aankhein teri, ज़ुल्फों की बारिश तेरी, खोया मरता हूँ, एक बारी आ जा तू. I mean, the next part's here also. Fortunately, she's not here with me to sing that, so.
No, seriously, yeah, you know, when I'm listening, I'm thinking of another singer as well. You know, with this, I would say, you know, the pitch you sung, you sounds like somebody I don't want to mention on air. I will actually going to message you that separately. But, you know, if you, amazing.
If you if you say that to Faslim, mm-hmm. If you say that, then I can tell you, like, one of my role models has actually said that this was Atif Aslam's song, so, like, when I showed it to him, so, you know, like, I've heard it all, to be honest, man. I feel like I've been inspired by so much, by so many other artists that,
you know, when you sung that line, I wasn't going to say it on air, but now because you've asked me, you know, when you sung that line so far, I thought it was Zach Knight singing it. Seriously, I felt like Zach Knight there. Seriously, I've got a text message here from Sadia Ji in Halifax, and she said the same. She said, I thought it was Zach Knight. So, it is, seriously, it's a big compliment as well. So, You does so. I'm really, really proud of you, my bruv, because this track seriously is kind of very, 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 very close to my heart as well. Because I've been since you've sent me, I've heard it at least 100 of times. Been playing that in my car as well, and it's a good track, very different. So now, Junaid, could you please tell us your social media details so these people who want to interact with you directly, they can interact with you directly then, please.
Alright, so you can find me on Instagram, Junaid Malik, on Twitter, Junaid the Malik, and YouTube, the Junaid Malik, and my website, www.thejunaidmalik.com, and you can find me on that as well. So, you know, it's pretty easy, the Junaid Malik.
And what about this song? You know, so far, the response from your family, from your friends, from your fans, how was the response so far for this song?
I mean, the response has been amazing. We've had Rishi Rich reshare the post of our song out of nowhere. So that was something really, really big for us. And, you know, I've shown this song to people like Imran Khan. I've shown it to Zach before as well, before I released it. And, like, the responses I had from them were so positive that I knew that going into this, you know, hopefully we'll get something good out of it. But, you know, like, we'll reach out to many people and hit them in the hearts. Like, that's the main thing for me. So, you know. But regarding the response I'm having right now from fans and, you know, friends and family, it's been amazing. Like, you know, I've never actually, like, felt like this with a song where my friends are coming up to me and, like, giving me hugs and congratulating me like I've won the World Cup or something. So it feels really good.
Right. Okay, so best of luck, my brother. Seriously, this is one of my favorites as well, and I will surely will be playing this. And I'm thinking of playing this as track of the week next week in my show.
Wow. So
it is a very, very good song, and congratulations for creating this masterpiece once again. And thank you very much for giving us time at Radio Sangam 107.9 FM, Junaid.
Thank you, Tanvir. Thank you, Radio Sangam. And thank you to all the listeners that are listening out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Junaid. Have a good day, my brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, this was Junaid Malik, and enjoy this amazing tune. I'm going to play it for you now, and do let me know, what do you think of this?
Up here, love was never this fair. I know that I'm wanting you.